I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast.
Quick thoughts, Vinny. Time management is boring, but talking to some trainers today, I realize if we don't manage the time, then we don't focus on the things that we feel like are important for us, and that changes too. Like, of course, the most important metric for basketball trainers is retention. How many people can we keep, especially since the season's about to begin? How many people are going to actually drop off because they have tryouts, rec league, YMCA, church league, middle school, high school? How many people can we keep? The most important metric actually is top line growth. How many people are we actually getting in to our program? What is our revenue every single month? Are we growing? So that's the most important metric, right? Oh no, the most important metric might be net profit. Are we profitable right now? Is our gym cost too high? Are we spending too much money paying W-2 employees right now? Contractors, freelancers, it could be whatever is important at that moment. Just like basketball, you know, we might need to score more points per game. We may need to limit our turnovers. We may need to increase our rebounding margins. Like, it depends on what is important at that time based on the makeup of our basketball training business. And talking to this trainer today made me think about two time management pieces that have helped me out for sure. One is the time budget. We talk about a financial budget all the time, but I had a friend who introduced me to a time budget. Instead of using QuickBooks or a spreadsheet, using Google Calendar, using iCloud Calendar, putting every single thing down that we have on our calendar to see, okay, I'm booked the entire day. I don't have time for any miscellaneous tasks. That has helped me tremendously to see, okay, this is what I really want to spend my time on, and I don't want to allow time for other things. I think the time budget is completely underrated. So whether you use Google Calendar, iCloud, start putting down everything that you have on your calendar that you need to do down so you can see it and you can let people know, got meetings, I got this, I got that. And you can start to budget those. I guess we can call them platinum or golden hours, the way you want to structure them. The golden hours are prime, kind of like when it's time to train, right? 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, prime time hours, booked. Why is it not the same thing from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. when they're trying to call other parents or do what we deem is necessary and important for our training business? So first thing is the time budget. Second thing is reminders. Reminders for the iPhone users, notes for, I guess, Droid users, but notes aren't, it really isn't the same as reminders. Reminders has been huge because you can segment it and categorize it. I have categories for important, for urgent, for marketing, for strategy, for Hoops Institute, for Hoops University. Then there's subcategories within that too. But it helps when people make small comments, and we so easily say we're going to do things but forget that we say that we're going to do them. And it may seem small and minute to us, but to somebody else it's pretty important. And I know that's happened to me, so I don't want to make somebody else feel that way too. So I have a follow-up list that, man, is long, right? But still have visibility towards all of those things. And that could be the smallest thing that turns someone into a client that helps you out down the road. You never know, following through with your word. So that would be the second thing I would say, is the reminders to help you figure out what you need to put from your reminders onto your time budget. Those two things have been game changers when it comes to improving time management, because this trainer today was saying that he wanted to increase and improve his marketing, and he had one challenge that was holding him back, which was his calendar and scheduling people for training sessions. And my thought is, if we handle the system, the structure, if we learn how to pivot and learn what a travel is before working on step backs, then we can start actually working on different combinations, different between the legs moves, different advanced concepts. So the marketing is important. I think marketing is huge, but it's hard to market and have an influx of people, which is the point of marketing, coming to your site or wherever you're trying to take people, it's hard to have that without the structure and the foundation beneath it. So all that said, I think time management is huge to get visibility towards the things that you actually want and need to work on. And the two best time management tools that I've experienced are, one, having a time budget, which is Google Calendar, iCloud, or two, having your reminders app and actually utilizing that too. And I'd be happy to go more in detail about this later. Appreciate you guys watching this, and I hope you have a great day training.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.